Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yevamos Daf Tes. We are holding on Chesamad Beis towards the bottom, four lines from the bottom. We know that Tzaros Erva is Pater from Yibum, according to Shidas Beis Hillel. It's based on Gzera Shava, Aleha, Aleha, we have Aleha by Yevama Yavay Aleha. We have the extra word Aleha by the Isha Lachaisa Lesikach, Litzror Legalis, Ervas Aleha Bechaya. The extra Aleha tells you that even in a Yibum circumstance, an Erva is us. Rebbe, however, learned the same Allah from a different Pasuk, as we had yesterday, V'yibma, V'lokcha. So that leads us into today's Sugya. Going to Rebbe, Aleha is extra. Rebbe, hi Aleha, my Avedle, what does he do with the Aleha? Since he learns the halacha of Taras Erva from the other pasuk, Meboyle, look at the Sani, we need it for the following halacha. Ein chayov nem bezdin, el al dover shez doine koretz v'shigigase chatas v'chena mashiach. Says Rashi on the bottom line, ein chayov nem bezdin, lohavi par al helam dover. We're speaking that a bezdin issued an erroneous psak and the tzibur followed along. They need to bring a special carbon, a par, a cow, he'elam dover, because it was concealed, it was forgotten, it wasn't known. And this is a special carbon that a tzibur will bring. The same thing happens to a kohen mashiach, which means a kohen anointed. Through Shemana Mishcha, a kohen gadol, if he comes across an erroneous psak that he himself issued and he carries out, b'shogeg, of course, he will bring a par kohen mashiach. This only applies if it's a very severe avera, an avera that carries with it a potential karis, if it's done b'shogeg. In this case, we say the chatos brought in these cases is a par. Continues the Gemara. V'lay b'avaydis kechavim. Similar case would be if the bezin issued an erroneous psak when it comes to halchas avaydis zar. You can do this, you can do that, and the tzibur follows through. They bring a par lo'ila and a sar l'chatos. But again, that only applies to something really severe. El al dover shechayaven al zdoinoi kores v'shigase chata, something that carries with it a potential kores and chatas. But tananami, we find a similar mishnah. Kol mitzvah shebetor shechayaven al zdoinoi kores v'shigase chatas. Any aver that one transgresses that carries with it a potential kores and a shogeg chatas, yochet mevi kisbos iro. Now we meant to know that when it comes to chatois, there are different types of animals for different types of people. There are four categories, four levels. We have the yachid, an ordinary individual. We have the nasi, who is the roish sanhedrin, or the melech. We have the kohen mashiach, as we mentioned. And we have the tzibur that follows the bezin. So when it comes to other mitzvahs that carry with them a potential kuris, and conversely, flip side would be a chatas if done b'shogeg, what type of animal does one bring? Yachid, maybe kis bo'is ir, is a choice. Female sheep, female goat. Nasi, he'll bring a male goat, maybe soyer. Mashiach, ubezn, the kohen mashiach who errs, or the bezn, and subsequently the tzibur who follows through, they will bring as follows: a par, mevi'in par, that's the par elam davar, as we mentioned before, the par kohen mashiach, as we mentioned before. This applies to ordinary averus. When it comes to avodah zarah, it's a unique avera which generates its own type of carbon, avodas kechavim. So once again, let's go through the levels. Yachet, or a nasi, or a mashiach, these three have the same malacha. Maybe in Seira they bring a female goat. But a tzibur, who follow the psak bezin, they bring two karbanis. When it comes to avodah zarah, it's a double karban, mevim par v'soir. Par is loyla, v'soir lechatas. Okay, before we proceed, let's make just a quick summary here. We have the yachid, the nasi, the mashiach, and the tzibur. Pertaining to all other mitzvahs, the yachid will bring either kisbo or seira, a nasi will bring a soir, mashiach par, and likewise a tzibur par. When it comes to avodah zarah, yachid, nasi, and mashiach will bring seira, by a tzibur it's par lo'ela b'sar l'chatas. Continues the Gemara, so how do we know that all these requirements, all these karbanos are only going to be brought upon transgressing a very severe avera that carries with it a curse penalty? Menani mili, tana rabbanan. This is the pasuk by par helim davar shel tzibur, v'noi de hachatas, asher chatu aleihem. What type of avera did they do? Rabbi Omer, here is Rabbi. Rabbi Omer, the word aleo is coming to teach you what type of avera they did. Ne'mar kan aleo, we have aleo over here. Ve'ne'mar lahalon aleo, we have aleo elsewhere. That's by the isha lachoisa, by the arayis. We connect the two and we say Mala Halan, just like over there. We're speaking about a type of Avera, which is Davar Shechayoven Malzdoine Kares Vashigase Chatos. The reason why there's a Chatos is going to be coming because there's a Kares involved there. Afkan here as well, Davar Shechayoven Alzdoine Kares Vashigase Chatos. Here as well, when we speak about Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, it is uniquely in a case where they did something that carries a Kares potential. Ashkan Tzibur. Okay, so we've discovered the source by the Tzibur. What about the other individuals? Moshiach Menolan. How do we know the Par Moshiach also follows the same guidelines? It dafka applies to something which carries a Kares potential, the Chesiv of Moshiach, because by the Kohen Moshiach it says he erred, he made a mistake, La'ashma Sa'am. So we're sort of connecting his Avera to the Tzibur. How do Moshiach to Tzibur? We're now connected the Moshiach to the Tzibur. They both follow the same guidelines. What about the Yachid and the Nasi? Yachid v'Nasi. Asya. We connect it through Gzeres Shavim. Mitzvahis, mitzvahis. We have the word mitzvahis by the Yachad and the Nasi. We have the word mitzvahis by the Tzibur. Just like the Tzibur will only bring, if it was an Avera associated with a Kares, likewise, the other individuals as well. So this pertains to other Averas. What about when it comes to Avodah Zarah, which also follows pretty much the same formula? V'loyev Avodah Zkechavim, Ela al Davar Shechayavin al Zdoyne Kares, Vashi Gasei Chatas. So these Kabbonis will only be brought if you committed an Avera, you did a true Avodah to the Avodah Zarah, something which carries a Kares, and therefore, subsequently, it will generate a Chatz. How do we know this? Tzibur b'Avodas Kechavim, when it comes to Tzibur, Yolif me'ene me'ene, we draw Gzeira Shava between the Halacha of the carbon of a desire by the Tzibur to me'ene, which is said by the Parhelem Davashal Tzibur that we discussed earlier. And just like over there, we've already established that it's only something that pertains to a Kares here as well, but with the Zara, it's something only something which is linked to Kares. So we've established Tzibur. What about Yachid, Nasi, Mashiach? That their Karbonis of Avodah Zarah is only as a result of a true Avodah Zarah, which carries a Kares, Mivim Nefesh Achas. So in the Parsha of Avodah Zarah, we have the Lashon Nefesh, right? So Nefesh is a very generic term. It can be referring to anybody, Echad Yachid, individual, Echad Nasi, Echad Mashiach, B'mashma, not a Tzibur, but an individual of any stature, Yachid, Nasi, Mashiach, and we have the Vav, V'im. Vav is a connector. Vav Moisev al Inyan Rishon, it connects this parsha of the carbon of a desire pertaining to these individuals to the previous parsha. The parsha is stated before this one, which is the Tzibur. V'yilma tachtoin, and therefore the later parsha discussing Yachid, etc., will now derive mina elyon from the previous parsha, which is the Tzibur, and just like the Tzibur will only bring when it's a avodah zarah that carries a curse potential, likewise these individuals will only be chayiv their carbon under the same circumstance. So bottom line, we found the Teres Tal Kasha. What does Rebbe do with Halel? He uses it for the other limud, to teach you the guidelines of these karbonis. V'rabban ha'isvara manalu. Now we're stuck with the Rabban. How do they know these halachis? Because according to them, Halel has been applied to halachis of Yibam and is unavailable to teach us this halacha. This halacha that these karbonis only come when it's a true heavy iser, a karis iser. Nafgalu, they learned from a different makar. Midimakrile, Rabbi Shua Lebrei, from that source, that Rabbi Shua taught his son. There's a pasuk by Avodah Zarah which says, Torah achas yelochem lo isa b'shgoga v'nefesh asher tasi b'yad rama. So this carbon, this process is applied to a shogig of Avodah Zarah, and then the pasuk proceeds to describe a person transgressing Avodah Zarah, b'meizit, b'yad rama, negligent, b'meizit. Since the pasuk mentions the word Torah, it's coming to tell you something. We're going to connect the entire Torah. The entire Torah will follow the guidelines set forth by Avodah Zarah. We connect the entire Torah, every shogeg, to Avodah Zarah. And we'll say, Ma Avodah Zkechavim, just like Avodah Zarah. It follows this formula. It's a davar shechayoven al zdoin nekares v'ashigigase chatas. The reason why there's a karma chatas is because it's the flip side of kares. Because this avodah zarah carries a karis potential as well, afkal, likewise. We speak about kol, all the other chatois pertaining to other averis in the Torah. It will only come if it's something which carries a karis potential, dover shechayav and alzdoin a karis, and therefore valshigase chatos. Okay, so we've established that just like avodah zarah is a karis chatos arrangement, likewise throughout the entire Torah. But this only applies to a nefesh. V'nefesh hashatasa, that's an individual. Ashkhan yachid, an individual. V'nasi, u'mashiach. Bein b'avodas kechavim, b'avodas mishar mitzvah. So we've just established that a yachid, or a nasi, or a mashiach, they're chiyuv chatas when it comes to avodah zarah or other mitzvahs. Only applies when it's a karis type of situation. What about the tzibur? We haven't discussed tzibur here. V'nefesh is an individual, not a tzibur. Tzibur b'avodas kechavim minayin. What about tzibur when it comes to avodah zarah? At their carbon is only when it's a kares-related activity. Omakra ve'im nefesh. The pasuk by avodah zarah says ve'im nefesh, which connects the current parsha to the previous parsha. Vav is that connector. Ve'ilmad elyon mitachten. And we're going to learn the elyon from the tachten. The elyon in the previous parsha speaks about the tzibur. They will dig down. They will go down to the tachten. The next parsha, which speaks about the individuals. And just like over there, it's something which is a chorus related activity. Likewise, the chiyuv, karb mechatas by etzibah by avodah zarah, only applies in this type of situation. Okay, so almost there. We have one thing to figure out. Elot tzibah b'sham mitzvahs minol. What about the chiyuv par helam davash al tzibah by other mitzvahs? That it's only if it's a chorus related activity. Yolif me'ena me'ena, we draw that gzerah shava. We have the word me'ena by the par helam davashal tzibur, we have me'ene b'avodah zarah, just like b'avodah zarah. It needs to be something which contains a karis potential, and only that generates this chiyuv karban, likewise by other averis as well, it has to follow all these guidelines. Okay, so according to all, whether it's Rebbe or the Rabbanon, we pretty much establish the fact the karbanos will only be generated if they were involved in a karis related Avir. The Rebbe had Torah my achas my avodah. Now one more kasha. What's going on with the Torah achas according to Rebbe? It's an extra pasuk because he's already used aleo to teach us these halachas, as we had before. Aleo to teach us the halachas of koras and chatas. What does he do with Torah, which was the pasuk that the Rabbanon needed because they didn't have aleo? According to Rebbe, that's extra my avodah. What does he use it for? Miboyle, he needs it for the following halach. Look at the Sanya. The Raisa says like this. Lifi shematzinu. We find the interesting thing. Shechilek ha-kosev ben yechidim le-merubim. When it comes to avodah zarah, merubim, entire city, that worship avodah zarah, they're called ir ha-nidachas, and they get their own type of penalty. They're put to death using a saif, a sword, and their entire city, the money, their possessions are all destroyed and burnt up. That's only by merubim, by community. But by a yachid, an individual who errs, who does avodah zarah, we're speaking of b'mezid, he gets a different type of treatment. We find the Torah differentiates bein yechidim l'merubim. When it comes to avodah zarah, we differentiate between individuals and the collective community. Yechidim b'skila, when it comes to a yachid, who does avodah zarah, he's put to death by skila, by stoning. Therefore, the flip side of that is that their money, their possessions, get spared. There's no din to destroy their possessions. So skila comes along with sparing possessions. As opposed to merubin, besayif. The entire city does have a deserve amazing, they get saif. Lefich ha-chamoin and ovet. So they're put to death by sword, and also their money and their possessions get destroyed. So it's pretty much wrapped together. Skila does not carry with it destruction of property, and saif does. So that distinction we find when it comes to mezid. What about b'shoigik? Yochel nachlik b'korban nesayim. Perhaps I'll draw a line between the yochel and the rabban pertaining to the korban that's brought b'shoigik as well. Tamad loyma. That's why we need a pasuk Torah achas yelochem. It's all one and the same. When it comes to mezid, there's a difference. When it comes to shoigik, it's all the same korban. Which means basically that even if an entire city did have a deserve b'shoigik, since it wasn't a shevet, it wasn't based on the bezn psak, they don't have the din of the par helam davar or all that. They have a din of yichidim. Even though it's just, it's a whole city, it's 1,000 people. There are 1,000 individuals. And they get their karma like a yachid. which is pretty much the Seira, as we mentioned earlier. So according to Rabbi, Torah is coming to tell you, it's one Torah, it's one halach. Maskev l'Rav Chilki mehagrunya. He has a kash. Time of the kasa rachmana Torah achas yelachem. It seems that it's only because we have this pasuk that you come to this conclusion. Halav hachim, because otherwise, have I mean, I would say, na chalik, let's differentiate. If an entire city does the avodah zarah, b'shagig, they bring a different type of carbon. My lisa, what should they bring? Do you have any suggestions? Everything's been taken up. There are no available options. The Gemara is assuming that they need to bring something unique, something different that's not ordinarily brought. And we ran out of options. There's nothing left here. Let's go through the entire list. And we'll see that all slots are taken. Laisu par. Should we obligate them to bring a par? Well, that's been taken by the tzibur. Tzibur b'shar mitzvahs with the ma'isi. The community based on the Pesach Bezen will do an aver. They'll bring a par al mdavar. That's been taken up. That type of carbon has been claimed. What about the kisba? Well, the yachid brings it. Yachid b'shar mitzvahs with the ma'isi. A kispa is brought by a yachid when he does an ordinary aver. That's been taken up. What about a soyer? Well, that's also taken up by the nasir. Nasi b'shar mitzvahs with the ma'isi. A nasi does an ordinary avera. He brings a soyer. What about par lo'ilo b'sor lo'chatas? That option? That's also been taken up. Tzibur b'avaydis kechav mu the ma'isi. When a tzibur does avaydis zara, they bring a par and a soyer. Ve'elamai, what's only one left? Seira. Female goat. Yachid nami hainu karbani. Well, that's exactly what a yachid brings by the zara. So you no longer differentiate between a yachid and the city. So even without a pasuk, there's nothing left. There's another option left. What can you suggest as a possible carbon for the merubim, for the entire city that errs without the zara? So bottom line is, why do you need a carbon to tell you that the yachid and the merubim bring the same carbon? There's really another option. Answers the Gemara, it's true. There is a need for a pasuk. Because perhaps I would say, we can figure out some sort of idea, some sort of carbon idea, that the city will be chayiv. Since we find that if the entire tzibur follows the haras bezin, what do they bring? Maisu parlo oila b'ser lachatas. When it comes up with the zora, they bring those two carbonates. Inu nami naisu ifcha. Perhaps let's suggest that the city that does Avei Dezara B'Shagi, they'll also bring a par and a sar, just the other way around. We'll reverse the order. Par will be a chatas and sar will be an oila. So we'll come up with some creative solution for them. Inami, or you can say tzarech. They should bring something different. Really, Takana, there really isn't any other option. Therefore, they have no way to rectify their aver. They're stuck. That's what I would think. Kamash Malon comes to Pasuk and says, no, Torah Achas, it's all one and the same. Whether it's a yachid, one person, or 100 people. They'll bring the same carbon, which means they'll bring a seira. So dafka, the entire shevet or klal Yisrael follows the bezin, then they have a unique halacha of a tzibur, and they bring a special carbon, par lo'ila, b'shar lachatas, but otherwise, they don't fit that criterion. It's a yachad. It's 100 yachads, 1,000 yachads, and they'll bring a seira. And all this is learned from the pasuk Torah Achas Yalachem, that we don't differentiate between a yachid or a merubim. So bottom line is, whether it's Rebbe or the Rabbanon, we come up with the same conclusion, that all these karbonis brought by a shogeg, whether it's shar mitzvahs or avodah zara, will only happen if it's a very heavy avera that contains with it a potential curse if it was done b'mezid. The question only is where we learn this from. Rebbe learns it from Aleh, the Rabbanon learn it from the other pasuk, Torah Achas, etc. Okay, let's go back to our Mishnah, back on that base. Amar le Levi le Rebbe. Levi had a shaila to Rebbe. My area de Tani Tesfav. Why does the Mishnah suffice with only 15 arayis? 15 arayis that are potter from Yibum, that will exempt their tzara as well. Listening to Zion. Why don't we add another one for a total of 16? I found another option. Another one on the list. Amar Lei, so Rebbe responds very harshly. Kemedumali, it seems to me she'ein lo moyach bekadgadi, he doesn't have a brain in his head. Chavis Yair says that when we find, sometimes in Shas we find these harsh expressions, actually they're complimentary. He meant to say like this: this question doesn't really fit your standards. You're much higher than such. I didn't expect this from you. You shouldn't have asked such a shayla. My daitach, what are you thinking? What's the 16th one that you want to add. Imoy Anusis Aviv. So let's say we have Reuven and Shimon, and the Yevama happens to be Shimon. Shimon's father's Anusa, a woman with whom he had a forced relationship. So she ended up marrying Reuven, right? Shimon's brother Reuven, with whom he shares a father, which is legal, right? Reuven can marry their father's Anusa. And it so happens to be that she was also Shimon's mother. Right? So again, we have Reuben and Shimon. We have the father, Yaakov, who had a forced relationship with Sarah. Gave birth to Shimon. Shimon now is a son of Sarah. So Sarah is A, his mother. B, Anusas Aviv. The Anusa of his father. So to him, to Shimon, she's an Erva. Because she's his mother. But to his brother Reuven, she's not his mother. At most, she's Reuven's father's Anusa, which is Motzah to him. So he can marry Sarah. Reuven passes away. Sarah is a Yevama falling to Shimon. She's not eligible for Yevam because she's Shimon's mother. So why did the Mishnah mention that case as well? So he answered, Imoy Anusas Aviv. That's not so simple. Plukta d'Rabbi d'Rabboni. It's really machlekes. Back on Daf Dalet. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one is not allowed to marry the anusa of his father. So Reuven could never have married her. So the whole circumstance doesn't work. The situation can't even happen. Ube plukta like a marry. And the Mishnah doesn't want to get into situations that involve machlekes. Meaning, according to Rabbanon, Reuven was allowed to marry this Isha with whom his father had a forced relationship. So then you can create a situation where Reuven married her, he passed away, she fell to Shimon. She's an heir to Shimon because she's also Shimon's mother. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Reuven is not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. The whole situation could not have come about. We don't want to get involved in situations of machlekes. Veloy, really? We're not getting involved in machlekes? Take a look at the next parak. We have situations where it's an Isser of mitzvah, like an Isha that's Asa to the Kayan. Isser Kedusha, we have situations of Yichus, Mamzer, the Pligir, of Kivir Rabbanon. Those halachas are based on Machloikis, you know, Kivir Rabbanon, as Rashi explains. So, why do we discuss that? Uktani, we have a whole discussion about it. The Pirik and Kamrina. In our Pirik, we don't want to get involved in Machlekes. But in the other Pirik, we do. Really? We had this Machlekes the other day. Actually, we're going to have it in a couple of days regarding Tzara Serva. According to Beis Shammai, Tzara Serva is Mutter. According to Beis Hillel, it's Aser. So you're getting involved in the Machlekes. You're telling me Tzara Serva is Aser. That's Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai. And says the Gemara. Beshamay b'mokim b'shil ena mishnah. She does Beshamay. He's not considered authoritative when b'shil is involved. We don't reckon with it, so it's not really considered. For all practical purposes, we don't have two shitas; it's just one sheet. V'arei yeshus ochav shloyei be'lamoy depligi rabshim rabbanon viktani. The erva called yeshus ochav shloyei be'lamoy is not universal. It's not agreed upon by all shitas. Rabshim is matir. And why does the mishnah mention it? We have Reuven who passes away. Shimon is born after Reuven passes away. Reuven's wife Rachel is Eishes Achim Shloihei Be'lamei. Shimon never saw Reuven, never lived together with him. He was never alive at the same time as Reuven. According to Rabban, that's a problem. But according to Rab Shimon, Eishes Achim Shloihei Be'lamei in certain cases is Mutter. And still the Mishnah just mentions it flat out. Uktani. As though it's agreed upon by all. What do you mean? It's a machlekes. Answers the Gemara. No. V'noilad ulbasayv yibim leipalag Rav Shimon. In certain cases, Rav Shimon agrees that it's an erva. Noilad ulbasayv yibim. What is that? So you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven was married to Rachel. Passes away. Shimon, the surviving brother, is the potential Yavam. Right then, before he does Yivam, Levi is born. Levi arrives on the scene. So Levi and Reuven never saw each other. Right? We say saw each other, meaning they were never alive at the same time. Right? So in this case, where Levi was born before Shimon even got a chance to do Yibam, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that Reuven's former wife Rachel is Asra on Levi because he encountered her as a Yavama. When does Rabbi Shimon hold that there's no problem of Eishes Achav Shlei Ba'ilami? That's only in this following case, when Shimon was Miyabim and then Levi was born. So Reuven passes away. Shimon takes over his family. He's a Miyabim Rachel. And then Levi is born. Levi encountered Rachel in Shimon's household. She was already married to Shimon. As far as he's concerned, that's all. She was never married to Reuven. He can erase that part of her history. He'll have to relate to that part of her history. That's where Shimon's shita. We're going to see later in the second paragraph of Hashem. I can ignore the fact that she was married to my departed brother because I didn't see her in that state. I met her when she was married to Shimon, my existing brother. But if Levi showed up before Shimon got a chance to be Miyabimer, so he noticed her, he saw her, he experienced her as a Yavama from Reuven. He can't ignore that fact. So even after Shimon is Miyabimer and Shimon passes away, he can't relate to her. He can't be Miyabimer because he saw her when she was a Yavama from Reuven. As far as he's concerned, she is his departed brother, Reuven's wife as well. So again, Benoilat, in a case where Levi was born, and then Shimon was Miyabim, and then Shimon passes away, and Levi wants to be Miyabim, Shimon doesn't disagree, he's not chayil, he agrees that in this case, Rachel is asa to Levi. And that's what the Mishnah Bais is speaking about, therefore we're not getting involved in machlekes. Really, Rav Shimon would agree that it's aser. But Amar Rav Eishia, didn't Rav Eishia tell us that chalak hayah Rav Shimon af berishani? Even in this case, Rav Shimon disagrees. The fact is, once Shimon marries her, her past history gets deleted, and when Shimon passes away, Levi is a suitable yavam. So basically, you can't say that Rav Shimon agrees. He disagrees, even in this case. So basically, our mission is getting involved in machlekes. Hayitayser Rav Eishia. The fact is, the Gemara there refutes Rav Eishia. And the way we conclude is that, yeah, in this case, Rav Shimon would agree that she's Aser. And that's what the Mishnah Bais is speaking about. So we're not getting involved in a machlekes. It's universally accepted and agreed upon halach. Really? Our Mishnah is not discussing machlekes. Likewise, we had a braisa, the name of Rav Chia, who was a Talmud of Rabbi HaKadosh, who made the Mishnais. Regarding all the arayas in our Mishnah, all 15, and it could have been, I can apply it to them the following formula. You see, let's say you have Reuben and Shimon who married two sisters. Rachel married to Reuben and Shimon married Leah. Okay, pass away. And the two remaining brothers, Levi and Yehuda, are the Yavam, and they want to do Yavam. Problem is that there are two Yavam standing here. And they happen to be sisters. They share the same mother, let's say. One may not marry his wife's sister. And likewise, there's a problem with marrying, with being Miyamim. One of these two Yavamis are really sisters, each one being a sister of the other Yavama, who's committed to you as well. So it's like almost like marrying your wife's sister, even though you weren't Miyabim anybody, but since they're bound to you, something called Zika, they're bound to you, it's as though you've already initiated some sort of a relationship with them, and marrying either one of them is considered like your wife's sister. That's a problem. Now, one way to get out of it is in a situation where only one of these Yavamis are bound to you. How's that? Let's say the other one's Asra on me. Well, let's say we have two Nashim, Rachel and Leah. One of them happens to be my daughter, my aunt, my sister. In which case, she's not a Yavam. For me, she's irrelevant. She's not part of the equation. Only the other one is. So the other one is totally Muta, because she's not a sister of my Yavam. The first one's not my Yavam. She's an Erev. So Rav Yehuda Rav tells us, if you sit down, you can figure out that this formula can apply to all arayos in the Mishnah. You can work it all out in this way, that figure out how, even if you'll have two sisters falling, leave them at once. Right? We have Reuben and Shimon. Reuben married Rachel, Shimon married Leah, they're two sisters. Reuben and Shimon both pass away at once. So you have two Yivamis available for Yivam, two Levi and Yehuda. You can work it out that you'll avoid the situation of marrying the sister of your Zekuka, sister of your potential Yivam, because one of them is an Erev on you, an irrelevant. And therefore, you really only have one Yivam. And the same with my brother. For instance, Rachel and Leah. So to me, Rachel is a daughter. She's relevant. Only Leah is my Yivam. Perfectly legal. Regarding my brother Yehuda, to him, Leah is an Erva. Only Rachel is eligible for him. So in that case, he can marry Rachel without any concerns. Bekulon, regarding all the arayos in the Mishnah, Nikar ben, I can apply on them the formula which says, Ha'asura lezeh, muteres lezeh. You have two Yevamis, Rachel and Leah. Rachel is asur to this brother, but muter to this brother. Va'asura lezeh, and Leah, who is asur to this brother, muteres lezeh, and muter to the first brother. And therefore, Va'achoyse she'yivimta, even if you have two Yevamis standing here, both are sisters, Choyletzes, and we say, Abemis, you're free to do anything you want, Chalitza or Yivam, because, as we said, as far as I'm concerned, one is off the map. One is the Erva. I'm only bound to one of them. My brother has the same situation. He's also on one of them. One of them is an Erva. Any one of these 15 Arai situations, whatever it is, it's irrelevant. Why? It's an Erva. So that one's off the table. So he's free to be Miyabim, the one that's Mutatim. So you can work it out with all the Arai. It applies to daughter, to sister, to aunt. You can work it out. If you have some time, there's a long Rashi here. It goes through all the different arayos, figures out the family tree, how it works out for all the arayos. Aval, if Rabbi Yehuda matargim mechamois aveilach, Rabbi Yehuda says, look, this formula only applies from chamois, from mother-in-law, which is the seventh name in the Mishnah. From there onward, mechamois aveilach, aval shita bavi derech aloi, but not, let's not apply to the first six cases in the Mishnah, which starts from daughter, right? Daughter, we're speaking, by the way, daughter of Me'anu Sasa, a daughter from a forced relationship, as Rashi explains in the Mishnah. And we don't want to apply this formula to daughter. Why? Avoshita Bambi Dereshaloi. It doesn't apply to the first six, starting from daughter to granddaughter, etc. No. We don't apply it to those cases. My time or why? Kivan Debitoi. Because to apply this formula to daughter, Bo'insin Mishkachasla. It can only work out if the daughter was ba'inus. We'll see in a minute. B'nesurun le'mishkachasla. But it doesn't work out if it was done through marriage. And since that's true, it's not probable. It's not a common case. B'nesurun kamari. The Mishnah wants to speak about common cases through marriage. B'inus le'kamari, not forced relationships. We'll get to it back in a second. Just finish this piece. Vabayi disagrees. Vabayi metargim. He says that this formula can apply to all cases in the Mishnah. Af bita minasasa, even for bita from an anusa, kiven ashkucha mishkachasla, because you can just figure, since you can work it out by an anusa, fine. Ibaya menan oisin tihavi, if you want, it'll work out from an anusa. Ibaya, if you prefer, menan oisin tihavi, it can work out by an anusa. Basically, what he's saying is like this, that Although this specific case of Bita working out in this manner, that she's also to this brother, mutter to that brother, mutter to this brother, also to that brother, only works out by Unsin, that's fine. Some cases in the Mishnah speak about Unsin, some cases speak about Nasun, that's fine. He doesn't consider it to be problematic that you're defining, you're restricting yourself to an Unsin situation. Okay. Before we go back, let's just go back for a second. What does the Gemara mean that Bitoy can only work by Oinsen? Okay, so this is what happened here. We have Reuben and Shimon, two brothers. And Reuben was Ma'anes, he had a forced relationship with Sarah. Produced Rachel. So Rachel is Bitoy by Oinsen, right? To Reuben. Shimon did the same thing. So with an oinus with Sarah, he produced Leah. So Leah is Shimon's bitoy me'ainsin. Now Rachel proceeded to marry Levi. Right, we have four brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Parent married Levi, which is fine. Leah married Yehuda. Levi Yehuda passed away. So now Levi's wife, Rachel, is also to Reuben. She's bitoy manasase, which is also. Right? She's also to Reuben, but muta to Shimon. Yehuda's wife, which is Leah, is also to Shimon. She's bitoy manasase, muta to Reuben. So Reuben can marry Leah, and Shimon can marry Rachel. So although Rachel and Leah are really sisters, and typically two Yevamis that fall at the same time, two Yevamis that are sisters that fall at the same time are problematic, because each one is a sister of your Yevama, but in this case, it doesn't hold true, because Reuben only has one potential Yevama, which is Leah, because Rachel is totally off limits for him, she's his daughter. Same thing with Shimon. Rachel's his Yevama. Leah's off limits, because she's his daughter. Now you realize this only works by an oinus. Because suppose we would remove the oinus factor. Reuben married Sarah, had Rachel. You can never go further. You can never take it to the next step, because Shimon can never marry Reuben's wife. Even after Reuben divorces her. His sister-in-law, he can't marry her. So the only way to take it to the next step, that Reuben and Shimon should both have children from the same Isha, it only works if it's oinus. Okay, so it's pretty clear. So this is the only way we can work out this formula when it comes to bitoy. Trying to figure out a case of bitoy that we usa to one brother, muta to the other, only works by an oinus. So the question is whether or not the mission wants to get involved in an oinus situation. So that's a shaila. Some say yes, some say no. Okay. Aval says the Gemara, eishes achiv shloye beilamai loy. But certainly when it comes to the eishes achiv, shloye beilamai. Right? So again, we have Reuben and Shimon. Reuben passes away, leaves behind Rachel, and suddenly a new brother arrives. Levi arrives on the scene. So Rachel to Levi is Eishes Achiv, his brother's sister, brother's wife. Shloye Beilamai, with whom he had no relationship, he never saw him. They were never around at the same time. So when it comes to that erva, you cannot apply this formula, Asa to this and Muta to this, etc. Why? My timer. Because this would only... can only possibly work out according to Reb Shimon. We don't want to get involved with machlokes. Okay, let's just see the words inside, and then we'll go take a look at the diagram. My time, why don't we want to get involved in this case? Given the Reb Shimon and the Mishkachasla, it's only feasible according to Reb Shimon. The Rabbanon and the Mishkachasla, but not according to Rabbanon. It looked like a Mairi, we would not want to get involved in machlokes, and therefore, apparently, we cannot work out this case, which would entangle us in a machlokes. Rav Safra Metargim, he says, yeah. Afesh Yisachav Shlei Ba'ilamai. He says, Rav Chia's case, the formula of Bechula Neikor, etc., applies even to Eish Yisachav Shlei Ba'ilamai. Umeshkachas Labashita Achem. We could work it out with six brothers. Valim Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon. So, we're not concerned if we have to get involved in a machlokes. As long as we can work it out according to some shita, we'll work it out. How's it going to work out? V'simanech, we follow the following formula. Meis noilad v'hibeim, meis noilad v'hibeim. So just a little translation. He passed away, new brother came about, and there was a yibam. Next brother passed away, a new brother arrived, and there was a yibam. So what it means is as follows. Again, we're trying to find a case where, at least according to Reb Shimon, the erva of Eishes Achav Shloye Beilamai can be a selective iser, a limited iser. Also to one brother, muta to the other. And then other isha, which is Shloye Beilamai, we also to the second brother, muta to the first brother. So basically, each yavam, each surviving brother, each one of the two surviving brothers will have only one potential yavam, because the other one to him is Eishes Achav Shloye Beilamai. How does this work out? Okay, so we're going to end up with six brothers. But let's first start with Reuven. Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda. Reuven was married to Rachel. Shimon was married to Leah. Not necessarily. They were sisters, right? Sisters who share the same mother. Okay? Okay, so let's follow the numbers. That describes a sequence of events. Reuben passes away. He's mace. That's the first thing that happens. Before anything happens further, Yisachar is born. That's number two. Yisachar is born. Right? At this point, Rachel is also to Yisachar because Yisachar never saw Reuven. As far as Yisachar is concerned, Rachel is Eishes Achiv Shloi HaYabaylomim. Okay, that's pretty clear. Even according to Reb Shimon, we said that Reb Shimon in some cases is Mutter. No, in this case, Yisachar arrives before the Yibum to Rachel ever took place. He saw her. He noticed her. He encountered her when she was Reuven's widow. Eishes Achiv Shloi HaYabaylomim. Okay, now, Levi, this is number three. Levi goes ahead and is Miyabim Rachel. That's legal, because Levi was around with during Reuven's lifetime. Right? We had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda around the same time, living together. Reuven passes away, Yisachar is born, Levi is Miyabim Rachel, the widow of Reuven. Okay, so now she's his wife. Number four on the list was Shimon. Shimon passed away right then and there, leaving behind Leah. At that point, Zebulun arrives on the scene. He's born. He can never marry Leah. As far as he's concerned, Leah is Shimon's widow, and Shimon is Leah Yabaylamay. What happens now? Who's Miyabim Leah? Number six on the list is Yehuda. Yehuda saw Shimon, so he can Miyabim Leah. So now Reuven and Shimon are gone. Levi and Yehuda are the new characters on the scene. Levi married to Rachel, Yehuda married to Leah. Now, relative to Yisachar and Zvul, we are the Yisurim. Very pashut. Yisachar is also Barachel, like we said before, because he arrived when Rachel was still Yavama from Reuben before she was taken over by Shem. So even though, by Levi, sorry. So even though Levi married her, but since he encountered her when she was still pre-Yibum and she was Reuben's widow, she was she remains Aser for all time. Whereas Zevulun, but Yisachar can marry Leah. Because when he was born, Leah was married to Shimon. And he was born during Shimon's lifetime. So he lived together with Shimon. He saw Shimon. So basically, he's Aser and Rachel and Mutter and Leah. Zevulun is the other way around. He has a problem with Leah, not with Rachel, because remember, he came on the scene after Shimon's death, when Leah was Yavama. He never saw Shimon, so Leah is off limits to him. But as far as Rachel is concerned, he's Mutter, because when he arrived, Rachel was married to Levi. Right? He arrived after she's been taken over by Levi. As far as he's concerned, she's Levi's wife. He doesn't have to reckon the fact that she was once Rachel's wife. Once Reuben's wife. This is the Shita of Shimon. Shimon holds that if, at least in this case, we're sure that Reb Shimon is Mater. If the brother arrives once the Yivam has been taken over by the new brother, so he never saw her as a widow. He never encountered her in a widow state, widowed by his brother, who he never saw. He doesn't have to reckon with that part of her history. So bottom line is, when Levi and Yehuda pass away, Rachel and Leah are now widows for the second time around. Yisachar cannot marry Rachel, but he can marry Leah. Zvulun cannot marry Leah, but can marry Rachel. So all the Rachel and Leah are sisters, and typically sisters that are Yavamis pose a problem to the two surviving brothers, because anyone that you're going to marry is a sister of Yavam, which is a problem. It's like a sister of your wife, but not when one of them is also on you, in which case you don't have to reckon with that one. As far as you're concerned, that lady's off the scene. She's not part of the equation. Let's just go briefly over this case. We had Reuven and Shimon Levi Yehuda alive at the same time. Reuven was married to Rachel. He passes away. Yisachar is born at that point. Rachel now is also to him because she was married to a brother who he never saw. Now she was taken over by Levi, who was Miyabim her. Okay. Now Shimon, who was married to Leah, passes away. And Zebulun arrives on the scene. He's also on Leah because he sees her as a widow from his brother Shimon, who he never experienced, who he never lived with. Now Yehuda is Miyabim Leah. Now Levi and Yehuda both pass away. Yisachar is Aser and Rachel, but Mutter and Leah. Right? And Zvulun is Aser and Leah, because he saw her as a widow from his brother who he never experienced. But he's Mutter and Rachel, because when he came, she was already married to Levi, a brother who was Bailamah. So you have two sisters. Achoyser sheyivimta. She has sura lazeh muterach lazeh. Rachel was asur to Yisachar is muter to Zvon. And asur lazeh muterach lazeh. The Leah was asur to Zvon is muter to Yisachar. So each one does what he has to do. Yisachar marries Leah and Zvon marries Rachel. Now let's just realize one thing, that this only works according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one who tells us that if the brother is born when the Yavam is already in the care of the new brother, she's already in Siyavim, then she's mutter to the newly arrived brother because he never saw her as an almana of his departed brother, of the brother that he never experienced. That's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Once the new Yibum takes place, she can forget about her history, can disregard the fact that she was once married to the other brother, who he never saw. Right? So as far as he's concerned, she's the second brother's wife. That's it. He doesn't have to reckon with the fact that she was once married to a brother that he never saw. So this is only according to Reb Shimon, but according to Chachamim, all these Nashim are also to Yisach and Zvulun, because they were never around during Reuven and Shimon's lifetime. And they have to reckon with the fact that she was once formally married to a brother that they never saw. Right? This is the fundamental machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. We're going to see Rez Hashem in the next parak. So bottom line is, if we follow Rav Chiya's formula, that this concept of Asa Lazeh, Mutal Lazeh, etc. applies to all cases in the Mishnah, including Eishah Zachar Shavay Lami, which only works according to Reb Shimon, apparently we're getting involved in machlokes. And this flies in the face of the statement that Rebbe told Reb Shimon, told Levi. Now, the reason why we don't want to add cases to the Mishnah is because we don't want to get involved in machlokes. Here we are. We're getting entangled in machlokes. And says the Gemara, you're right. Ella le Rebbe haniklo les le apparently Rebbe, who held that the Mishnah is steering clear of machlokes, doesn't hold this call of Reb Chiya. And therefore, according to Rebbe, we're not going with Reb Shimon, we're following Shitas Rabbanon. All cases, Eishas Achav Shalei Bailam is Aser, and we're not getting involved in machlokes. Okay, so a real brief chazar of today's daf. We have the halachas of Karban Chatos. Karban Chatos applies to the Bezen with the Tzibur, and also the Yachid, and the Nasi, and the Mashiach. And we have different types of animals brought for different types of Averis. We have Shar Mitzvahs, we have Avodah Zarah. So when it comes to Shar Mitzvahs, a Yachid brings a Kispo Seira, a Nasi a Soir, Mashiach and Tzibur bring a Par. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, everybody brings a Seira except by a Tzibur, where it's Par L'Oiler Sar L'Chatos. We learn it either based on the Pasuk of Aleo, which leads into all types of drashes, which bring about this result, or based on the Pasuk of Torah Achas, which is the Rabbanon source for all these halachis, using all types of drashes and gzeres shavos. We do have a chiddush in the Gemara that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, we equate a yachid or a rabbin, it doesn't matter, as long as it's not a tzibur or a shevet, which gets their own type of a carbon. And we concluded that our Mishnah, Nafezim and Aleph, at least according to Rebbe, steers clear of any machlokes. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.